Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Female Freedom, the podcast that especially today is dedicated to helping you step into your power and live the life that you were always meant to. Today is everything is figure outable. And truly, this is where we unleash your inner badass. So let that soak in. Everything is figure outable. Whether you're navigating the complexities of your relationship, be it with a spouse or a friend, or embracing maybe the freedom of being single, or the transition to being single, or the transition to getting into a relationship where you know that there are going to be complexities, or anything in between, know that everything is figure outable. We have grown up and learned to develop this thought that constantly stays with us that we need someone else to have the answer, to provide this stability or guide us. Have you ever had a situation, maybe at work, maybe in the grocery store, or in a garden center, at a car place with a neighbor, it doesn't matter where, but a situation where you thought something, but you weren't really sure, and so you ask somebody else, and either the answer they give you is completely wrong and out in left field, and you know that, or they really have no idea, and they flat out just say, I don't know, and you're going, why did I waste my time? Like, I know better than that, or my idea was better than that, or I can figure it out better than that, because you can, but there's this little voice in your head, or little string that we have, you know, made bigger and bigger throughout our lives, that we need somebody else to guide us and give us that path, when you truly are fully capable to figure anything out that you need to on your own. And now, don't get me wrong, if there is somebody else in your life who you are with and can help you, that is great, but don't use it as a crutch, because you, girlfriend, I promise, can figure out a lot of heavy shit, and you already have. You just might not be giving yourself all of the credit that you deserve for everything that you have done and can do. Think about a child, a kid playing, doing something, a toddler who you were sleeping and they wanted a snack, and you come out and they have put stuff up around the counter to figure out a way to get up on the counter, to get up to the cupboard, to get whatever it was that they wanted out of there, because they figure it out. Where there is a will, there is a way. And especially children, there's no fear. They don't have that string that they need somebody else to guide them or show them to have that stability. If they truly want something, they are going to figure it out. And they do. And now here's, you know, a story, something that happened this weekend, and it takes me back to my divorce and just all of these stories, and not anything bad about this man. And it just is what it is. It's, you know, years past now, but over this weekend, I looked outside and I had a flat tire. I don't know how to change a flat tire. Cars is not my thing, right? Everything is figure outable. So what do I do? Now, granted, I drove on it like that and put some air in it, and maybe that wasn't the best, but I did the best that I could. I Googled, I researched, I figured out the tire, PSI, filled it up, got home, researched more, found an AutoZone, got to fix a flat, put that in, did all of these things, kind of messed that up, drove around a little more. But I woke up this morning and there was still air in my tire. And do you want to know how badass I felt that I figured it out? Because it's figure outable and good, bad, or other with all of the things out there. But we have the internet. We have the internet that will help us figure stuff out. All we have to do is ask it the question, especially ChatGPT. So the tire, you know, that's all getting taken care of. But the story from being divorced is I was still married. We were very young, up in the morning, you know, running late, all of the things. Lord knows it, even more hot mess back then. And I remember going downstairs in the garage and seeing that my car had a flat tire. And I was probably freaking out and didn't know what to do. And my husband at the time, I remember he was downstairs eating cereal, getting ready for work as well. And obviously I have a flat tire and I go upstairs and, you know, shower and get ready. And I come downstairs and he's gone. And I'm like, well, what in the world? And I call him and I'm like, well, where are you? And he's like, I'm on my way to work. And I'm like, but I have a flat tire. He says, well, I don't know how to fix a flat tire. Well, that is one reason of many why we ended up getting divorced. But I was looking to him as my husband or a man or a protector or a provider for stability or guidance, which I do fully believe that that should be there with your companionship or partner. And if it's not, we need to talk, and this is a great episode for you. But he wasn't there. And I'm thinking, well, what if I'm going to do all of this on my own, what is the benefit of having, you know, this partner here? Yada, yada, yada. But so I had to figure that out. And in that case, I called a tow truck, and that's what, you know, had to happen. But there are all of these things that happen in our lives, and you have the ability. You have the ability to adapt and be able to seek this information somewhere and to make the decisions that you need, because you are talented, you are intelligent, you are resourceful, and you are more capable than sometimes, maybe always, than you give yourself credit for. So truly, let this sink in that everything that is going to come or happen, you have and can figure it out. Don't let the illusion of needing someone else's constant guidance or support hold you back from living the life that you truly deserve. Do not dim your light waiting for someone else to give you permission or show you the way. You have all of that in you, and you need to give yourself all of the credit that you deserve. If this episode helped you, or you needed to hear this, or you know somebody who needs to hear this message today, please share it. There are tools and resources also on my website at kimrobertsfreedom.com. Any questions, I am always here to help. Please reach out, message me, send me an email, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening.